Masechta Shvi'as, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah gave a list of things that not only had Kedusha Shvi'as, it was sanctified with the sanctification of Shvi'as, and it had all the halachas that pertained it. It also had the halachas of beer, that when the fruits are no longer available in the field, there was an obligation to release whatever he had in his house and send it outside. So there was a list that had both of these halachas applying to them, and this was because they were produce that was not able to last in the ground, it needed to be harvested. Mishnah Beis now gives a list of things that, although they have Kedusha Shvi'as, they do not have beer, because they're able to stay in the ground until the eighth year. They don't need to be harvested, they won't rot in the ground. Mishnah Beis. V'ayid klal acher amru, they said another general rule regarding the produce of Shemitah. Ko shehu maichal adam, anything that's food for people, umaichal behema, or food for animals, umimin atzevim, or it's used for dyeing fabrics, umiskayim ba'aretz, and it can last in the ground, it can remain in the ground through Shemitah until the eighth year, and it won't rot. So these things, Yeshle Shvi'as, they have the Kedusha of Shvi'as, and also Uladama Shvi'as, money that's taken in replacement for these fruit, these produce, will also, the money will then have Kedushas Shvi'as. Ein Lai Beer, it does not have the halacha of beer, one does not have to send it out when there's no longer found in the field. Ve'ein Ladama of beer, nor to the money that's taken in exchange for these produce, is there any halacha of beer, he doesn't have to relinquish that when there's none of that produce left in the field. So now the Mishnah gives examples. Ezehu, what are examples of these things? So first goes to the food for people. Iker haluf hashaita, the root of the wild luf, which is a type of onion, the root of this plant that was edible to people and it stayed lasted in the ground for a long time. That's the first example, v'ikar hadandana, and the root of a mint plant, v'har-kabonim. The Rav has two different translations to this. He says either it was a type of grass that grew around a palm tree and curled around the trunk of the palm tree, or it was another type of grass that resembled an akrev. The word over here is arkabonim. The akrev is a scorpion. It's a certain type of grass that the leaves, a certain plant that the leaves resemble the shape of a scorpion. So this plant also, it was edible and it lasted long term in the ground. V'achabitzim, and this is the roots of the flower that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, called a Netz Chalav, which either was a milky blossom that looked a white-looking flower, or it was a root, a grass that when cut up, it oozed out a milky white substance. So the root from this plant, it was edible and it lasted long term in the ground. V'habuchriya. This is another herb type plant that the root would last long term in the ground. Umiminat sevim, and now it goes to another category, the dyes that last long term in the ground. Hapua varichpa, two different dyes, madder and dyer's weed. The richpa, the Rav says, if it was boiled and the liquid people would drink the liquid to kill any tapeworms that were in their stomach. It would kill out worms in their system. But it was a root primarily used for dyeing fabrics. So these things, all these lists, Yeshlam Shvi'as, V'ledmeim Shvi'as, they and their money exchange have Kedusha Shvi'as, but Einlam Beer, V'ledmeim Beer, they do not have, not the produce themselves, not their money that's taken in exchange, do not have the lacha of beer. Rav Meir comes and disagrees, and he says, "Demayim misbarim ad Rosh Hashanah." The money taken for these produce does have beer, and one has to get rid of it by Rosh Hashanah time. So this is not the typical beer. Typical beer, one had to get rid of it when there was no more produce in the field. Here, it's up to Rosh Hashanah, and it's for a different reason. It's not because of the general halacha beer, but rather this was a takana that Rameir had, that when it came to the monies, since this money looked no different than any other money, it wasn't like the produce themselves, that he can recognize what the produce was, so he was concerned that money that would be left after Shemitah, he may mix it up and not realize that this money has the Kedushas Shvius on it, and therefore he required that one had to get rid of it at Rosh Hashanah time, in the beginning of the 8th year, so he wouldn't mistreat it if he would forget or mix up the fact that this is Shvius money. Amrulai, the Chachamim said to him, Lahan ain beer, to the actual produce themselves, were more lenient, and there's no halacha of beer. How much more so for the money, which is once removed from the actual produce? For sure, there should not be halacha of beer. How can you be more stringent on the money than the produce itself? And so they disagreed, but Rameir held that, yes, one must be more stringent on the money because it's not clear that it came from Shemitah, and he can mix it up after the Shemitah year and not realize that it's Shemitah money. Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues listing more things. Klipe Rimein, the peel of a pomegranate, v'hanetshalei, and the blossom. These are things that were used for dyes. The red peel of the pomegranate and this green blossom at the crown of the pomegranate. The klipe agaizim, and the husk that was around the hard shell, not the hard shell, but the husk around it of walnuts, these were used as dyes, and therefore they had kedusha shvius as well as beer. Also, the hagalinim, these are the seeds from different fruits that were edible. The Rav says that olive seeds were still crushed to make oil, and certain date seeds were soft enough that they could be eaten by animals. So these things, yesh lahem shvius, v'ledmeim shvius, they and their monies also have the kedushas shvius, as well as the mefarshim say that they also have beer. The Mishnah continues, hatsaba, a dyer who has different plants for dyes in his fields on the Shemitah year, tzevel atzmai, he can use them to dye clothing for himself, fabrics for himself, but he cannot be hired to dye for other people. That's doing business with produce of Shemitah. Because one's not allowed to do business with the produce of the Shemitah year. And that lists other things that one is not allowed to do business with. And this business that we're discussing over here is buying and selling. One is not allowed to do business with Becheres. These are firstborn animals. Firstborn animal of a kosher animal had to be brought as a carbon. Here we're talking about a firstborn animal with a blemish, which did not need to be brought as a korban, and it really could be sold, but they didn't allow business to buy it and sell it for a profit, so that wasn't allowed because they didn't want people to procrastinate bringing their firstborn korbanos and wait until a blemish came, so then they would be able to do business with it. That they didn't want that to happen. V'lei b'trumas, and similarly not with truma. It shouldn't be bought and sold for a profit. V'lei b'nevelis, v'lei b'treifis. Similarly not for nevelis, dead animals that did not have a proper shkita, and they're not kosher. V'lei b'treifis, not with a treifa animal that is an animal that had a blemish that would cause it to die within the year, and is not kosher. These things also, they could be sold, but they're not meant to have business done with them, buying and selling for profit. V'lei b'shkatzim, v'lei b'ramasim. And no business with shkatzim, which are non-kosher type animals, and ramasim are creepy crawly insects, non-kosher insects, and worms. These things were not allowed to have business, buying and selling for profit. V'layir lekech yirakeh sada, Umaycher Bashuk. Although one was allowed to midaraisi, he was allowed to sell the fruit for Shemitah, not on business on a large scale, but on a small scale. One was allowed to. However, midarabanan, Chazal did not allow sada, the one who picked the produce from the field, he can't go Umaycher Bashuk and sell it in the market. Avahu lekeit ubnei meicher al yadei. If he picked it, he can have his son sell it in the marketplace. Because then it does not give the appearance that he's doing business with the fruit of Shemitah. Lakach la'atzmai, if he picked for himself, v'hoiser, and then he realized that he picked more than he needed. He was only intending on picking for his own needs. And then he realized that he had more than he needed. Then, mutar l'machron, he's allowed to sell the extra that he picked for himself. He can sell it himself. He doesn't have to have someone else sell it for him, because his intention when he picked it was for his own needs, not for business. And so it doesn't give off the impression that he's doing it for business with the fruits of Shemitah.